Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
Good morning. Welcome to Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am your host, Marcos Mercado, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Yes, I'm sure you had a great time with your family and friends. And if you didn't, I'm sure you still have a lot and lots to be grateful for. As always, we want to begin with a word of prayer, but we do want to give you this number so you can go ahead and write it down and give us a call during the show. The number is 855-454-5905. Again, 855-454-5905. As always, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Our God in heaven, thank you so much for this morning and thank you for this weekend, God. I know that many prayers of gratitude have gone up to you, Father, during this weekend, but help us to not just make it a once a year occasion, but to live our lives with gratitude, to thank you all the time, God, that it's just an expression of what's in our hearts and how we view our relationships and especially our marriages. We love you. We pray that today's show will be a blessing to so many. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, the topic of today's program is very simple. It's beyond the gratitude. Of course, we're going to be talking about what are you grateful for and what have you been giving thanks to God for from the overflow of the heart. Our theme scripture today comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and it says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." You know, the world teaches us that we are to be grateful when good things come our way, but we are allowed to complain when things don't go the way we hope or would like for them to go. But here, Paul is obviously writing to the church in Thessalonica, and he says, listen, rejoice always, always, and pray continually, not only when you're in trouble, but pray all the time and giving thanks in all circumstances. You know, what are you grateful for? You know, because that's really why you give thanks. You look around and you're like, wow, even though things are hard and things are challenging, look at what God has given me. Look at the love that I have in my family. Look at my relationship with Him. I mean, there's always something to give thanks for. And, you know, something I've learned years ago, actually at a conference, and this was a pretty intense conference that was taking place. And what happened, basically, the person officiating the conference was saying how when you're in a very traumatic moment in your life, and I'll tell you what group he was talking to in a moment, but he was saying, listen, if you could at least find one thing that's good, something to be thankful for during that time, then you'll be okay. And that's been proven. It says, but those who can't find anything and they're just totally down and they can't see any good, they're going to have a really hard time recovering. And he was actually talking to a group of rape victims, people who have been raped. And you can say, how can you look at and see something good after you've been raped? And he says, well, I mean, if you can see that maybe now your family really has gotten together and they're really supportive and they love you, or you see something good come from it, you know, maybe you have a great church or a great support or something good that has come from this, then you will be okay. But those who can't seem to find anything to be grateful for are really, really in trouble. So I hope and pray that you can put that into practice for your situation and your marriage. You know, today is obviously a special day this weekend. A lot of people are traveling, and maybe some of you are in town and you weren't even planning to listen to the show. So again, we are grateful that you've decided to join us this morning here on Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. And the number to give us a call at is 855-454-5905. My co-host Tiffany Bacon is not here. She's away because she's spending time with family and friends. But I do have our fill-in co-host. He's a great guy. He's a good friend of mine. Sometimes I call him my partner in crime, even though we don't commit crimes together. But this is my good friend Samuel Dowling. Sam, say good morning to everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Black Friday Recovery Day, I call it.
Oh, Black Friday Recovery Day. I don't know. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't do the Black Friday stuff, and that was kind of insane just watching that on the news. I've been Sam, I mean, think about this. What must people think of Americans? I mean, we're gluttons on Thanksgiving Day. We shop like till we drop. Some people probably even skip that Thanksgiving dinner. And then they show it all over the news, people fighting over like a flat screen that they have to purchase. I mean, it's not even free.
No. I'm grateful I didn't go.
There you go, man. Well, great. Well, welcome to Marriage Beyond the Vows. Again, we want to give you our number to give us a call at 855-454-5905. And we have Will Harris, is another good friend of mine. He's actually on the line. Welcome. Good morning, Will. You're live on the air with Praise. Hello, Will.
Good morning, Sam.
Hey,
Sam,
Will.
Is here.
How's everything?
Hey, just Sam. Did you say anything to me? You just weren't. Well, it's good. Are you back in town?
Yes, I'm back in town. I'm back home in Wilmington. I spent some good time with family, and it's a good time to get away. I mean, it has definitely been a pretty crazy couple of days, as you were saying, with Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Did you go shopping for Black Friday?
I went to work for Black Friday. So.
All right, good. So what are you grateful for?
I think this year has been really an eye-opening year for me, looking back on my life and just being grateful for friendships. I think a lot of times we take a lot of relationships for granted. You know, families are great, but having really good friends that know you and support you is something to be grateful for. Because a lot of people just don't have that. Mm-hmm. Definitely something I'm grateful for this year.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. You know, last week we were talking about the need for therapy and people going to marriage counseling and professional help. And one of the greatest things that counselors would tell you is you need someone to listen to you. And a lot of times people pay a lot of money and that's all they really need. Now, I'm saying there are some people who need a little bit more than that. And they might need some medication. They might need some kind of therapy. But most people simply need someone to talk to. I'll share something really interesting that I learned from a good friend of mine who's actually a cardiologist. And he was saying how he was like, look, I can't prove it. He was working on this study, believe it or not. And he was saying that people who are in a great fellowship, who attend church, have less chances of a stroke and some heart-related disease like heart attacks than people who are not. And I'm like, what is it that they're less stressed or, you know, even a lot of church folk, you know, we're not always known for eating the healthiest. But he said, no, what it is you have an outlet. Says, number one, you're a Christian. You're praying. So you're getting out your anxiety. Says, number two, you usually have a group of people and great friends that you can talk to, whereas some people have no one. So, Will, I think that has a lot to say. I know for you, I mean, I mentioned you are a friend. And I know for a while you weren't in church for many years, and there's a big difference, isn't there, between struggling in the world or struggling when you have some great brothers and sisters you can struggle with.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's, you know, you tend to always just look at the negatives of church folks, but I think the real positive is if there are people who are doing what you're doing and folks you can be real with. And one of the things about struggling and going through hard times is you're always having to put up a facade. I mean, that's probably the most damaging thing that, as far as relationships go, when you're not in churches, there's always a facade. You're never really you. So that's even stressful. You know, you're going through something and then you still have to pretend like you're not going through something, that you're the life of the party, that you're having a good day. And then when you do, you know, open up and be real, people look at you like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you happy? Why aren't you Mr. Life of the Party? Why aren't you, you know, I have a problem. I want to hear about your problem versus in the church. You know, that's the biggest benefit of that fellowship is people actually genuinely care about, you know, hey, how is your day? And it's not just saying that, hoping that you say it's okay and so I can keep on walking.
I'm going to ask you, but I hope you say nothing. I want to be. All right. Well, absolutely. Well, thanks so much. Do you have any encouraging words for Sam here, who's co-hosting with me this morning?
Hey, Sam. I think it's going to be a great, fun day. You know, this has been a special weekend for our friend, Mr. Mercado. So make sure that you, encourage him with all the thanks you can give him. Mm-hmm. for being here for all these years on the air and on the and on here on Earth with us. I think it's going to be a little big fun day. A lot to be grateful for.
Right, right.
So I think we all can just really take this time to reflect. I mean, that's part of the biggest thing I think Black Friday has destroyed about this whole holiday weekend. People spent more time with their families. You know, it would be from Thursday to Sunday. It was more of a family time and more of a time to reflect on, hey, you know, we're grateful for we're all here together. And kind of this whole Black Friday thing, I mean, people used to shop. It was never this event where people actually had Thanksgiving dinner and spent the night at grandma's or stayed with mom and stayed through the weekend generally and just spent more time together rather than, you know, hey, let's have Thanksgiving lunch.
Right.
And get out of here. And
Thanksgiving lunch. Some people have been making lines for days.
I just want to say one thing. That, you know, coming on and I said happy Black Friday, Recovery Day, but then Will took it a notch up and said happy, you know, he's thankful for his friends. I always feel like I got to do one up on Will. I just got to say I'm grateful for my family. Will, I love you to death, man. I love you.
Let me do that.
You just exposed how shallow Sam was with the happy Black Friday. All right, well, thanks so much, man. Enjoy your day. We'll see you later, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
No problem, guys.
Right, have a blessed day.
All
right, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, your inspiration station, and we're talking about beyond the gratitude. What are you grateful for? And what do you want to share? You know, do you want to shout it from the rooftops or on the airwaves here and give us a call so we can have a discussion on what are you grateful for? Even if you're having a hard time in your marriage, it's healthy, it's good, it's biblical to give thanks to God in all circumstances. Of course, our co-host Tiffany Bacon is not here with us, but we have Sam Dowling. So, again, we want you to call us and give us a call at 855-454-5905.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're Praise.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, your inspiration station. And this is Thanksgiving weekend, or maybe you can call it Black Friday weekend. Who knows? Because it depends on what you did this weekend. Maybe you did both. But we are talking about beyond the gratitude. What are you grateful for? It seems like we live in a society, perhaps because of Black Friday, and we've been exposed to it all over the news media. Just people seem like they want and need and need instead of just being grateful for what they have. Now, I'm not against shopping, of course, and I'm not against the Christmas holiday. But, you know, is it really necessary to make a line for days and days to get stuff? And some of you or some people, perhaps not you who you're listening, but some people pretty much even denouncing or not celebrating Thanksgiving just to make a line to spend some time shopping. Who knows? We want to hear from you, but we are talking about gratitude. We're going to go straight to our phone lines, but I do want to encourage you, if you've not done so already, go ahead and jot down this number and give us a call, 855-454-5905, 855-454-5905, and I am Marcos Mercado here on Marriage Beyond the Vows. Our first caller here is an anonymous caller calling in from the Pennsylvania area. He's actually a former caller who's calling back and, I guess, giving us an update here. Good morning, caller. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well,
how are you?
Let us know. Good. We have so much to be thankful for.
Yes, we do. First, I'm going to start this. I'm really nervous. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. And like you requested, we are keeping your name anonymous, and so don't worry about that. And we just want to have a conversation. What are you thankful for? What are you grateful this time of year? And what's going on in your life?
Well, again, I'm a former caller, and first I want to start by saying I'm very thankful for course, my life and my family and the love that surrounds me.
Mm-hmm.
I called about a year ago, and I don't know if you recall, I had called about my marriage. I was separated. I was married for about 8 years, and my husband was inappropriate with my daughter. In the middle of the night, he...
let me see, if refresh my memory. Was your husband sending back and forth texts, like inappropriate texts with your daughter?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
It just so happened we were all at home, and in the middle of the night, she was asleep, and so was I in our bedroom. And it's just, the next day, she came and said in the middle of the night she felt pulling on her shorts.
Mm.
And she was, sleeping, and when she woke up, which she's a hard sleeper, as she woke up, she saw the silhouette. Well, pretty much, it was him. He ran out when she woke up the room.
Wow.
And from then, when she told me, of course, the thing is, there was no signs of anything. You know, we had so-called perfect marriage, and he was an excellent father to her, and because he raised her since she was 7 years old.
Wow.
And I said 8 years, so that was I believed her right away. He denied it for about a week or so, and then finally he admitted.
Wow.
That. So he was out of the home, and it was a lot of transition. You know, I was in and out of the hospital, and, I made the decision I was never going to go back. The marriage was over. I got her into counseling and tried to press charges, and there's nothing that, the law can do, because he didn't go through with anything, but they just did, they questioned him, and he was just inappropriate. That's what they said. But, I just wanted to say that the whole time, separation did happen, and I had no intentions of going back to my marriage, and of course I called the station. You pretty much you gave me the scriptures, and you spoke, that you told me a decision. Mm-hmm. I knew what I had to do, is
sure.
What you told me. Mm-hmm. I made the decision, and which then I really did. I was adamant that there was no going back, because I was, I'm a mother first.
Sure. So did you take your husband back?
About a year later, we were able to reconcile our marriage.
Wow.
And so we are, like I said, it's a lot of counseling. And she's doing okay.
I was going to ask how's your daughter? Does she still live at home?
That's something that's will never happen again. Now she's 17, and we will never be in the same home again.
Okay.
Something that
So if you don't mind explaining, so is your daughter living with you, or does she live somewhere
else? Oh, no. Well, right now, I'm the one. I pretty much have dual residence. So
okay, I got you.
She's with my parents, so I come a week here, and every other week I'm with him. It's a horrible life, but...
I got you.
I
got you. So basically, you said, okay, you would work with your husband and take him back, but you're not ready for him to live under the same roof as your daughter, because you need to protect her.
I stand strong. That would never happen again for us to be as one in home with my daughter there.
Wow. Now, does your family know this?
Does what?
Does your family know?
Oh, yes, my family are. Yeah, they're all. Yeah, my family know.
And
see, everybody loved them and trusted them. This is something that everybody was,
they were shocked as you were. Wow.
So now, slowly, my parents are really religious, the family is, but they're happy that the marriage is going to work, but we're still at a stance of how is it going to work with...
Wow. I tell you, you have amazing faith and resilience, because I think, I don't know how many others will be able to bounce back and even try to work on their marriage after this. It's such a breach of trust.
It wasn't easy at all. It's still not easy.
I could imagine. But I'm so grateful that you've taken the stance to protect your daughter. No matter what happens, I mean, you need to protect her. I mean, she's your responsibility. But you're also, figuring out a way to rebuild that trust in that marriage. Like you said, some things will never be, and that's very wise, but other things are able to happen. So, wow.
All right. But she was able to, she accepts the fact that the marriage is back, but she doesn't, of course, I understand, doesn't want to be part of it,
Sure.
Which is, the counseling is very important,
And you know what? We're going to continue to pray for healing. And I think the decisions that you're making are very wise. But I can tell you, I'm sure many who are listening right now are like, how can you even take this man back? And and yet, at the same time.
And I understand that, yeah. So if different people have different opinions, which I could understand. I was on that side. I never thought it would happen, honestly. All I had for him was hate.
So what motivated you to move on and or to, like, really forgive and start rebuilding?
The thing was, even during after it happened, right after, he kept trying. He kept pursuing the marriage, pursuing, you know, for forgiveness and everything. But, you know, like I said, I was prepared to leave him and everything. And I had so much hate. I was heavy with hate. And, you know, I was questioning everything. I was so much shock. Like I said, I was in and out of the hospital. Mentally, it just did something. My soul was destroyed because I thought I really knew this man. As a matter of fact, I knew him ever since we were kids.
Wow.
So the trust is all. Like I said, it put me on my knees, literally.
Yeah.
So therefore, the hate was every day and back and forth and questioning everything. So there was a movie, I don't remember the movie I was watching, but at the end it was Matthew, the first was Matthew,
mm-hmm.
I believe 6:14 at the end. And then I just went and read it. I do go to church and I'm saved and all, but I know I'm not where I need to be,
mm-hmm.
especially during that time. I had so much hate, suicidal, the worst. But at the end of that movie, I went to that verse and read it, and it talked about how forgiveness, how do I expect to be forgiven if I don't forgive?
Yeah, that's excellent, excellent. Well, I want to say—
When I read that slowly, I felt like it was like a relief.
Mm.
My heart just slowly—
I'm going to share something really deep that I heard a little bit ago, but I think is very deep, and I don't know who said it, mm-hmm. but they said, you know, bitterness— is the poison you drink hoping that it will kill someone else.
Right.
And so I think getting rid of that bitterness and being able to heal is part of that process. And we, right. we do want to say thank you. Thank you for even calling and sharing this with us. This is pretty intense. And it's not over, but I think that you are taking those steps, and I appreciate the most. I'll be honest with you. If I would have heard this and thought, okay, you move your daughter back in, I would be screaming at you right now. But
no,
to
that
know that
happened.
You are protecting your daughter, but yet you're working on your marriage, it's a true, I would say, testimony to the power of God and grace.
Yes, yes. And then most important, again, I wanted to make sure she was okay. And I see the transition in her. She's grown. Everything, mm-hmm. she's just doing excellent. She's happy. Mm-hmm. Her grades are excellent. And she comes and we talk. I'm not only her friend. Of course, I'm her mother.
Absolutely.
She's doing well.
Okay,
I'm
great.
Thankful. That's what I'm thankful this Thanksgiving for, is the fact that God keeps word healing. And every day I just feel thankful for that, you know. I know I have a long way to go, and she does as well, but
absolutely.
Most of all, I'm just thankful that I'm still here, and she is, and I wasn't able, like the devil tried to destroy me. I was really suicidal, but I'm okay. I can say I'm okay
Amen.
By the grace of God.
Amen. And we're so thankful as well. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate this caller, and we appreciate this call. Thank you.
All
have
right.
a blessed day.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. We're going to continue on here with our conversation. We have another anonymous caller calling in from the South Jersey area. Good morning, caller. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I believe you mentioned to our producer here that you've had some issues, some challenges with your wife in your marriage.
Yeah, I truthfully, there's nothing to be thankful for this weekend. I'm so past gone. I'm only in what I feel. You know, all the things that I do are actually coming from the dark into the light,
and mm-hmm.
it's killing me mentally, and my physical's right behind it.
Okay. What's happening?
I have a beautiful wife. Beautiful. When I mean beautiful, I mean, you know, her soul, her spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Her physical form is beautiful, and I stepped out. You know, I was abusive. There was drugs, and it was me running and not taking care of the problems that I had to take care of.
Wow.
So this went on for years. This went on for years, and we're pretty much newlyweds because we're still, you know, in that 5 year.
Wow.
And now, I think I've burnt the bridge so bad there's no mending that gap.
Wow.
And
If you don't mind, let me interject. Let me ask you a question that I'm sure a lot of people are wondering about. I mean, you're mentioning how awesome, how beautiful, how amazing your wife is. Why did you step out?
My insecurities, I believe. I always was the big guy. I always was the guy that was least looked at. Mm-hmm. I lost the weight, and people started to look at me. And I guess I took it for more than it was. You know, I looked at it deeper than what they were. What she looked at me at was glorious, but what everybody else looked at me as was fake. And I liked it. You know, I took pleasure out of people telling me how good I looked and where
I
came from. And,
so you got caught up with everyone around you was being superficial because now you were able to fit that mold. And yet your wife, was she your wife and were you dating or married even while you were still heavy? Were you still big?
When I was heavy, she was there.
Wow.
When I was heavy, she was there. And when I got smaller, she was there. When I was fighting with my bipolar, she was there. And when I was broke, she was there. And when I was sick, she was there. And
so let me ask you another question. How do you know it's over? I mean, has she just said, okay, we're done, I'm filing for divorce, there's no hope? I mean, where does she stand right now?
She has told me it was over a couple times, but there's something that I really feel like it's like she's serious this time. Like I took it for granted. Like I really did. I took it for granted, and every time she said it, I'm thinking to myself, I'm not worried about it. She's not going nowhere. You know, And it's just bad to say, but, like, you know, I'm a gift now. Like, I look good. I'm not worried about it. And then even when I thought she was leaving, oh, I'm not worried about it because I could find somebody else. But now that I sit and I think about it, there is nobody else. You know, that God has sent me a gift, a blessing, and I found a way to destroy this blessing by putting my hands on her, by my indiscretion, by cheating, by even going to church.
Let's call it what it is. Let's call it what it is. You were a major jerk. I mean, you were a jerk. You were abusive. You were unfaithful. You were ungrateful. And I think, honestly, where you are right now is probably the best place you can be. And I hope and pray she does decide to forgive and that you are a changed man. But even if she doesn't, you need to take this to heart and learn that lesson. Because sin has consequences. I think that's sometimes what we forget. I hear people say this all the time. Sin is sin. It is in the eyes of God, right? All sin separates us from him. However, there are different consequences to sin, and we got to live with those consequences. Even King David, we talk about how awesome his life was and how he was a man after God's own heart. But when he sinned in the way he did with adultery and murder, there were major consequences. I mean, he lost the kingdom. His son took his wives. I mean, it was a mess. And we forget those things. We love the God of grace, but we don't love the God of justice. And yet we need to understand that he's both. He's a grace and truth is what's in him. And I hope and pray that you really do learn this lesson. And if she does decide to take you back, I mean, you should be the most grateful man on the face of the earth. But even if she doesn't, there's some major lessons you've learned in your own spiritual walk, which is amazing. I mean, the fact that you are there, it's like the prodigal son, you know, wasting and squandering his wealth and then coming to his senses. Seems like it took all this to get you to that point. And you should be grateful for that.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it like that.
Yeah, you do. I tell you, there are some people who can be in your shoes and yet they still refuse to see. They're at the bottom of the barrel and they still don't want to look up. And there's nowhere else to look but up, but they won't look up. So I think that this is an opportunity for you to really change your life and realize that God has given you so much. Whether your wife takes you back or not, there are some great lessons that you can take from this, life-changing lessons.
My thing is, like, I dwell in it too much, you know what I mean? And I really, really am, like, I've thought about, like, just giving up, throw my hands up, but I never planned giving up. Like, it isn't, like, I have a plan, like, and it's bad to say, like, my plan is, like, so visual. Like, I really don't want to be here no more, you know? And I, and I'm stressing my mother out, and I'm stressed out, and it seems like I don't got nobody to talk to because I don't want to give nobody else my problems. You know, that's I truthfully been waiting all week for you to come on so I can call and just get clarity. You know what I mean? Because I pray, and it seems like I'm not being listened to, I sit there and I cry out, and it hurts. Like, I don't want to live. Like, you know, I'm at the end of my rope. Like, yeah. I never planned it. I've thought of it.
I hear you.
When things get deep, but I've never planned it, and I planned it, and it's scary because it's so visual.
And this is what I want you to know, you know. And I quote this scripture a lot for a reason. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's stolen from you. He's going for the kill. He wants to destroy not just your life, but can you imagine how depressed your mother would feel, or even your wife would feel? I mean, you got to fight for this. And I tell you, what you have to share is so powerful. I would love to have you in one of my workshops sharing what you're sharing, because it's powerful. And I don't think you realize how powerful that lesson is, and I believe the devil knows that, and so he wants to keep you where you were and keep you in the dark. But you're at a great place, believe it or not. This is the best place you can be, because you're humble, you're honest, and just all you got to do is look at it from a different perspective. God is going to use you to talk some sense into some people who are contemplating stupidity. You're there. Make sure your phone is completely off. If for some reason, if it's not, we're getting some feedback there. But my co-host Sam Dowling here wants to share something as well.
No, I just wanted to ask. Basically, it sounded like you were contemplating suicide. Was that it?
Yeah, you know, I've thought about it a whole bunch of times, but I never took it in. Like, I never planned it. Like, I see it. Like it's not that I'm out to do it. It seems like there's a vision in me, like, all right, this is what will happen. It won't be bad. Just go ahead and do it. Like, it's a voice in me, like, you're all right. It's all right to give up. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm truthfully trying to fight against that. And it's like so clear. It's like HGTV. Like, I'm telling you, it's just
right. I'm gonna ask you a question. I'm gonna ask you one simple thing. You said you have a plan, so you've worked it out from...
No, he said he doesn't have a plan.
Okay. It sounded like you had a plan. You say HDTV. No. It sounds like you thought this through.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
I had a plan. Okay. I had a plan on how I want to do it.
You had a plan before?
I've never had a plan.
Oh, you never had a plan. Yeah, that's okay. Well, I tell you what. I'm usually concerned.
I planned it out.
When someone plans it out, it's really bad. Now, here's the case. It's still bad because you're hearing these voices that they're not from God. And what I want to do, and I know you're calling anonymously, I would like for you to stay on the line. I want to stay connected with you. And I'm not kidding where I'm saying that I want you to share more of this, because I believe there's also a freeing element to all this when you share your story, because you realize it's not hopeless, or as hopeless as you think it is. I mean, there's a lot of hope here. I'll be honest. If you were still at the bottom of the barrel and you weren't looking up, I would say, my goodness, is there any hope for this man? Like, what else does God need to show you? But I think you've learned these lessons, that how shallow, how stupid you were to do what you did, you know, to abuse your wife, to take it for granted, to have these affairs. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And now you're looking at the emptiness of it. But what the devil wants you to do is to keep you there and to take you out. And I want to encourage you, look, shout this from the rooftop, warn other people. Like, what would you tell a young brother right now if he's telling you, oh, I'm thinking about leaving my wife, I don't know. I mean, you would probably talk some sense into him. And I think that's powerful. God can use you in such a great way. So I want to ask you, please, you know, stay on the line. We definitely want to stay connected with you. Could you do that for me? Just stay on the line for a minute so we can exchange some information? All right. Well, thank you so much. And please don't go anywhere. We're going to stay connected with you. All right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise Your Inspiration Station. And we're talking about what we have to be grateful for. And if you're just tuning in, our previous caller here was just sharing how, you know, he's really messed up. He has a lot to be grateful for. He don't even realize it. But greatest thing is he's lost his wife because of his stupid behavior. I mean, really, just He said he was heavy, he was big, he lost weight, started getting attention, took his wife for granted, was abusive, was unfaithful, and now he's so regretful. But we're trying to encourage him to hang in there and realize that there's so much more that he can have, that God is showing him a light at the end of the tunnel. So we're going to connect with him off the air. But if you haven't yet called us, we do want to hear from you. 855-454-5905. 855-454-5905. We're going to go to Sister Gwen, who's calling in on line three. I believe she's calling from the Philadelphia area. Good morning, Sister Gwen.
What a top of the morning, and I just want to encourage the both of the anonymous callers. Oh, God, we just thank you for everything, because mm-hmm. it's not over until God says it's over.
Say that again. It's not over till when?
Oh, it's not over until God says it's over.
All right,
keep
Sister
fighting until your victory is won. And I want to encourage my brother. Oh, God, I thank you for my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I ask that you touch him right now from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Oh, God. Encourage his heart. Because you're going to be all right, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be all right, my brother. That thing touched me. And I wasn't even calling you for that.
Wow. So tell us, what are you calling for, Sister Gwen?
I'm grateful. I thank God for my process.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many things. I'm just a busy bee.
Mm, okay. So tell one thing that you're most grateful for.
Mm-hmm. I've been married since 2006. My husband doesn't care about me. I'm past that stage. The only thing that I do is I'm concerned about my children.
Mm.
And they're so involved in so many beautiful football, basketball. I can have one in Kensington Business, one in Roman Catholic, and one in a charter school.
Okay.
So my goal and my primary purpose with God's will is that I have consistency up in my house. I don't need my husband. I want my husband. God's the boss. He run the shop. I don't have time for nothing else. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. I suffer from anxiety. I go through panic attacks.
Okay.
I have a cleaning disorder.
Wow.
And I'm dealing with a man. It's a lie. It's a lie.
And what help are you getting?
You know what helps me?
What helps you?
It is of the Lord's mercies that I am not consumed.
Okay.
Because his compassion felleth me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to trust God. I have to love him. And it's not easy, man.
Okay.
Just like the man just said, them voices come to him.
Yeah. Yep.
The devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. And the devil tell me, girl, you ain't doing good. You got me. He wants me to be the girl that I used to be on the corner.
Yeah.
When I thought I needed things for my baby.
Yeah.
It's not working out. I'm not going to be on no corner. I'm not going to do that, man. This thing is so deep. And God is so good that I'll be dead sometime.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Sister Gwen, I do want to make sure that I get so many other callers who are trying to call in. But I have one question for you. Are you getting professional help for your disorder? And your
yes.
Struggle? Okay, great.
Yeah, I go to therapy, yeah.
That's great. That's great. And you know what? I want to encourage you. Keep that great attitude you had. Just a few minutes ago when you were singing, It Ain't Over, I think it's not over. I mean, what you're sharing is pretty intense. The lifestyle that you lived, you said you were living in the corners and living a certain lifestyle.
Hey, God, thank you, Jesus,
and so
for
you,
deliverance.
Absolutely. And you've been delivered. I mean, to hear
possible,
you call.
If all possible, can I leave one more thing with you?
Yes, it has to be quick, please.
Okay. No whole weapon. To this brother, formed against you,
shall
prosper. I said it won't work, not now.
All right,
I love you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you so much, Sister Gwen. We love you as well. Thank you so much for calling
be
us
blessed.
Today. All right, you too. Be blessed. All right. Well, look, if you want to call and sing, this is not American Idol, but hey, we would be encouraged to know that you stay encouraged, and Sister Gwen, stay encouraged that God has truly delivered you in so many ways. All right, let's continue on here. We're going to line two, where Kim from the Philadelphia area is calling in as well.
Hi, God bless you. Good morning, Marcos. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Kim. Now let me just ask you this first. Do you have a song for us?
No, I don't.
Okay, I want to make sure. I just got to get prepared. I got to let our producer know and all that stuff. All right.
Cue the mic.
But Kim, so I believe you mentioned to our producer that you wanted to get a little deeper in the conversation that we had earlier with one of our previous callers.
Yes. I do have something that I am grateful for. But you did mention something about bitterness. He wasn't sure who the author was.
Yes.
All I did to write down was bitterness is the poison that you drink. And then what's the rest of that?
Oh, it was. I said, bitterness is the poison you drink, hoping that it kills someone else.
Oh, goodness. Hoping that
it kills someone else. Okay. Because honestly, when you're bitter, I mean, it doesn't hurt the other person. It hurts you. It affects your life, and it affects every area of your life.
That's where I am right now. I'm trying to find my way out of it.
Wow.
And so I can go on to, because it's caused me to be, ungrateful and unthankful towards God and, well, okay, that's a different time. But for right now, Marcos, I thank God that I'm able to go back home to my mom.
Wow.
I have so many female friends and people that I've talked to that can't go back home. I'm like, are you serious? As hard as it is out here sometimes and you can't go back home?
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful that I can go back home and the circumstances being what they are.
So you were married and you are separated from your husband and you had to go back home?
Oh, no, none of that. None of the above. Mm. Single. I'm single, but I'm able to go back home. I can't think of any other place I can live and not have an income.
Okay.
The doctor has deemed me as temporarily disabled.
Wow.
And I haven't been able to work, and so therefore I can't pay my rent, so I have to leave, and I'm moving today. So I'm grateful. I thank God that I have a place to go. I don't have to go to a shelter, live in someone else's house and be a burden to them. So I'm just grateful this morning that I can go back home and I have a place to stay. And it's cold outside.
So let me just revisit this for a minute, because I do think you sound in good spirits, right? You're having a hard time, but you have something to thank God for, right? Like you said, some people don't have anywhere to go and they end up in a shelter or they end up homeless in the street. But you have your mother you can go back to. However, you were saying something that you're working on the bitterness, so getting rid of the bitterness in your heart. What are you struggling with?
Oh, God. As far as my mom is concerned, I believe that I have some unfinished business with her.
Mm-hmm.
I've done the best I can, you know, since I moved out initially to be out on my own and to make it. But I've had to keep coming back home at different times.
Wow.
But it's like, she goes to church, so do I. But I'm a bit more seasoned than she is.
Okay.
I'm passive. She's aggressive, so we crash at times.
Mm.
And I want to make that stand for God, but I haven't all these years. And I'm just, you know, we've had our times off and on throughout the years. And I want there to be peace. She wants peace, but I know I have to go through the fire in order to get through to the other side.
Absolutely.
I believe that there is some, there is a reason, but beyond my circumstances that I'm being led to go home. And I asked God, I told God, I don't want to fight you with this.
Mm-hmm.
As much, I mean, for me, she's like the last resort. I would rather go to a friend or whoever, wherever, but I don't want to be a burden. I'd rather, Lord, I don't want to fight you.
I got you.
I can. It wouldn't work.
Look, well, you could try to fight God. You'll lose, right?
Hey, I'm not crazy.
You know, Kim, we're going to have to take a break. I do want to leave you with this passage in Hebrews 12:15. Please. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15.
Hebrews 12:15.
It says, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. You got to deal with that. And I think you're on your way because it starts with gratitude. That's how you deal with that root.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, Kim, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in. And hey, I'm glad God is working this out so that you can reconcile with your mother.
Yes. Thank you so much. And I love your show, Marco.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
All right, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this small break. But before you go, I want to give you this number, 855-454-5905. We're going to return with conversation. We're also going to go to our favorite social network, Facebook, and we're going to get into some of the conversation that you've posted there. And also, we're going to hear a little bit more from our good friend Sam Dowling, who's here in the studio with us, who's going to share some of the secrets of being content from his own life. All right, so we'll be right back after this.